Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we heard last week, Pontius Pilate tried all sorts of ways to get away from having to nail Jesus to the cross. Tonight we meet sort of the last hope that he had of getting away from nailing Jesus to the cross. There was the custom to release one prisoner at the time of the Passover. And so Pilate had the worst notorious prisoner that he could think of in prison at that time, and his name was Barabbas. And he figured that he would put the two of them there for the people to choose. Now Barabbas, the name means son of the father, or more likely, son of a rabbi. So if he was the son of a rabbi, today we would say he was a pastor's kid. But he was not probably the first one that went bad and not the last. But here is Barabbas. He was probably raised in what we would call a middle-class home, a good home, good parents. Certainly his father, if he was a rabbi, taught him the word of God and especially the commandments and how he was to live and not to things he was to do and not to do. So he knew right from wrong, but he chose to do that which was wrong. He saw it was the easiest way to make a living was by being a bandit, a thief, a burglar. And then as time went on, he had to try to cover up his tracks and that, and most likely created a riot to do so, and in the process, murdered a couple of people, along with his friends who also helped murder them. And so his life of crime had went from one thing to the next and finally to murder. And so Pilate gave him a choice. Who would you like? Who would you like to have as the person living in the house next to you, you know, your next door neighbor? Would you like this Barabbas, the thief, the guy who's going to steal from you, the guy who may kill you if he it's an argument with you over how you mow your grass? Or would you like to have Jesus, the guy who, if you hurt yourself, will heal you, the person who will befriend you, the person who will be kind and generous? And as we know, they chose Barabbas. Pilate could not understand how they would do that. But yet, it's not that difficult, because Barabbas really was like the people. He was a sinner, just like the rest of the people that were choosing him. And we as sinners, as Jesus says, people who loved sin and hate darkness or love darkness, they like the darkness rather than the light. And so those who love sin like to be in the company of people who sin. We really don't like to have that person who, when he looks at us, it looks like he can see right through us and see every sin we ever did in our life. And that's what happened when Jesus looked at people. People knew that he knew all their secrets. And that made him uncomfortable. But now Barabbas, he was no different than them. And Jesus had, of course, made a few enemies just a couple days before this. He kicked out the merchants from the temple square. Now, what had happened at Passover time, the chief priests, in order to make themselves a little extra pocket money, they stole from the people legally. Barabbas, he did it illegally, but both were stealing. And they got a kickback from all the merchants that they let come into the temple square because it turned it into a shopping mall for the time of the Passover. And so they chose Barabbas. And we look back to the very first sin. Eve ate the fruit of the tree. What does she immediately do? She gets Adam to eat the fruit of the tree. Because, gee, God can't be mad at both of us. It was just like children. If one child, if you got three, four children in your family, and one child does something wrong, what does he want to do? If I can get all my brothers and sisters to join me, how can mom and dad be mad at all of us? And that is the key here of why they chose Barabbas. We always want to do that, no matter what it is. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Parents, you know, if your child says, everybody is doing it, All my friends are doing it. What does everybody and all my friends mean? It means just those people who agree with me. Yesterday I may have had a friend that disagreed with me, but if I want to do this today, she's no longer a friend because she doesn't agree with me. And so when I say all my friends agree, that number changes, depends upon what we are doing and what we want to do that we can convince parents of. And so who will we choose, Jesus or Barabbas? I think at times the easy route is to choose Barabbas. He doesn't make us uncomfortable. We're like him. Maybe not in every way, but we're all sinners, and we can kind of understand him. Jesus, though, shows us all our sins. So unless we're ready to repent of our sins and to try to change our ways, our choice is Barabbas. But that's why God came to us with the Holy Spirit in baptism, to baptize us so that he could wash away that old Adam, that old sinful nature in us, so that day by day, the new man, the man after Christ, can come forth. And so we pray that we choose Jesus, and that day by day we beat down that old Adam in us, that old sinful flesh that wants to sin and do evil, and enable the new man, the man after Christ, that wants to live as Jesus did, in love, in peace, and live in his forgiveness, come forth. And so we pray that you and I will choose Jesus, that we will renew our baptismal vows daily, and that we will day by day strive to live as God's people on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.